We're on the telephone with Aaron Harries, who is the director of marketing for Kansas Wheat. And Aaron has been one of the participants in this week's winter wheat tour across Kansas, parts of Nebraska and Oklahoma. And Aaron, you were just telling me here on Thursday afternoon, you're driving in snow west of Kansas City. Been kind of a tough week for the tour there, it sounds like.
It has weather-wise, and it'd be strange enough if this were not May 2nd, but this is the second time I've driven through snow today. We ran through quite the blizzard earlier this morning in central Kansas, just east of Hillsboro, with some pretty heavy snow that was starting to collect on the wheat. I don't think it amounted to much, but we started day one with 80-degree temperatures and started day two in Colby with 30s and a 40-mile-an-hour north wind and mist, so we've had a little bit of everything this year.
Okay, so this wheat crop has just been hit from just about every direction this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really a tale of two crops. We've got a crop in central Kansas that seems to be pretty good. Has been affected maybe a little bit by some of these recent freezes, but I think the real story is the western Kansas crop, just how badly it's been hurt by the drought. And the freeze is just kind of compounding things out there. But the two are really going to kind of cancel each other out, I think. We've got the potential to have an average to maybe slightly above average crop in the central part of the state. And the western, especially third of the state, is a borderline disaster.
So what kind of production would you be looking at with a crop like that then in the state of Kansas?
The tour group all kind of put together their own estimate of the total size of the crop. They'll break it down by reporting district, look at the weather, look at the stands that they measure, determine how many acres might be abandoned, and then project the yield, and then put a total state yield together. The number we came up with this afternoon was 313 million bushels for the 2013 crop, which would be below our five-year average of around 350 million bushels. Compared to last year, we had an above-average crop, which was 382 million bushels. So looks like we're going to go from an above-average crop in 2012 to probably a below-average crop volume-wise in 2013.
And that's based on an average yield across the state of what?
So getting to the 313 million is an average yield of about 40 bushels an acre, 41 bushels per acre.
But as you were pointing out, that's going to range from one bushel maybe up to 70?
Yeah, we saw fields in western Kansas that will probably make nothing, and then the fields we saw today in south central into central Kansas have the potential, some of them, to hit that 80 bushel mark just because they've seen plenty of rain and moisture in south central Kansas. In fact, we saw a lot of fields today that were standing in water.
And again, that those estimates are based on pretty decent weather going forward here?
That's right. Those numbers are basically looking at your potential for the crop. There's a lot that happens to it between now and harvest time, and so I would say that there's more downside potential in the western third of the state than there is upside potential. But it's going to require a lot of moisture during the month of May, and we're going to have to hold on to some cooler temperatures like we've had in April. We don't want any more freezes, obviously, but we don't want any temperatures in the 90s in May.
Well, I don't know how many wheat crops you've looked at over the years. I'm sure you've got some participants on the tour that are veterans as well, but what are they saying about this year? I mean, is this one of the wackier years they've seen?
Yeah, it's one of the strangest. I think the veterans of the tour would say they're surprised that just how dry it is out west. I don't think any of them have seen anything that dry. We talked to one 83-year-old farmer who said that's the driest he's ever seen it in his lifetime. Basically, the complete absence of topsoil and subsoil moisture is just something phenomenal to think about, and it's very widespread in the western third of the state.